There are dozens of 18-wheelers at the truck stop off I-35W in Keller. But spotting Connie Puckett is easy.
Well, I'm here to hustle up a little business.
She's the one with dreads and a doggy t-shirt, standing next to a specially outfitted truck for pet grooming.
Me and my best friend Ted here are going to try to get a couple of grooms. I'm a mobile groomer, and Ted's a dog.
Puckett not only bathes and combs, she's pretty much the vet.
There's very little that I can't handle when it comes to the dogs, and I really kind of apply that philosophy, or at least I have, up until this point, to myself as well.
At 49, though, the healthcare self-service station isn't as effective as it used to be.
Now I've got a problem with my heart. That's probably the biggest thing that was the wake-up call for me.
When Puckett felt her heart pounding irregularly a few years ago, she tried to ignore it.
I really should have gone to the emergency room, but I'm tired of using the emergency room for my primary care physician.
Her doctor, who lets her pay in cash, said she needed to see a specialist. So she started saving up and calling around.
Because I didn't have insurance, regardless of my ability or inability to pay, I could not even get an appointment.
That's where Obamacare comes in.
I've been following it because I'm really the type of person that falls through the cracks.
She's been trying to buy insurance online since the marketplace opened.
It was like playing hopscotch. I would get this far, and then I couldn't, and then I would get a little bit farther, and then it would just freeze up.
Puckett doesn't expect the plans to be perfect. She says she just needs something affordable to help her get her foot in the door to see a cardiologist.
Did I mention I have the best job in the world?
Then she can get back to shampooing Ted.
Come on up in here.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.